freight trains are about to step it up a few notches through Guelph. Metrolinx has announced the speed limit of freight trains through the city will increase from 16 km per hour to 48 km per hour on Monday, April 3. With the bridge and structure work now completed, the rail corridor can safely support freight trains moving more quickly through the area, reducing trip times, Metrolinx said. The work included rehabilitating a retaining wall between Dublin and Wyndham Streets, which began last spring. The Norfolk Street Bridge had work done to it, and the Wilson Street Bridge was fully replaced. Passenger train speed limits went up to 72 km per hour in December 2021 after signal improvements were made to crossing arms, lights and sounds responding to approaching trains. The rail agency said grade crossings, track geometry and bridge ratings are among the factors which dictate the speed limits. Freight speed limits through other portions of the Guelph subdivision, the portion of the Kitchener corridor between Kitchener to just west of Georgetown Go, vary from 48 to 88 km per hour, depending on these factors, Metrolinx said in an email. It's all part of a multi-year effort, which began in 2018 when Metrolinx took ownership of the rail line between Georgetown and Kitchener, to help safely bring more capacity along the Kitchener Go line. It's all in anticipation of future two-way all-day Go service. Metrolinx said with this latest work complete, it can turn its attention to the replacement of a second track between Wellington Street and Silver Creek Parkway.